High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. And this afternoon's Shore Conference Championship game brought to you in part by the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena, where you'll find great family fun on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. Get unlimited laser tag for just $10 per person every Friday and Saturday night, tonight, from 7:30 to 10:30. The Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena.
Halftime from the home of the Hawks. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams on the Shore Sports Network. 17-12, Lakewood with the advantage. We've had four quarters told two aside. And Point Beach, their quarter total 7-5, Lakewood 6-11. So Kevin, out of four chances, one team has been able to put double digits up on the board. So far, the scoring has been tough for both sides.
How do you sugarcoat it? Point Beach shot 4-21 in the first half. That's 19%. Lakewood was 6-19, a little over 31%. Obviously, considerably better, but I mean, it has been an offensive nightmare.
Lakewood overall being led by 5 points from Eric Davis off the bench. He's the only guy who's actually shot the ball pretty well, 2 of 3. 4 points for Ben Watson, 4 for Tyrese Beverett, 2 apiece for Maurice Diawara and for Jared Craddocks. Again, 6 of 19 from the floor for Lakewood, 1 of 4 from outside. Have shot the ball well from the free throw line, 4 of 4 so far. The advantage in rebounds with 20 to 14 for Point Beach. Both teams turning the ball over a ton, 9 for Lakewood. Meanwhile, for Point Beach, 4 points so far for Matt Farrell. He leads the way for the goals. 3 points for P.J. Knievy, 2 points for Riley Calzanetti and Dom Yule. Noah Yates with one. As Kevin said, 4 of 21, 1 of 8 from outside the arc, and 3 of 9 from the free throw line. That has been a big problem so far today for Beach.
And I think Beach has shot very well from the foul line during this tournament. It was their game last Sunday, Matt. I think it was Manalapan where we remarked, I believe in the fourth quarter, they were 14 of 16, but it has been a nightmare for the Garnet Gulls just getting anything to drop through the basket. You know, if you shoot 4 for 21, you'd figure you'd be down by about 15. Fortunately for them, they're only down 5. But it's kind of interesting because, honestly, this crowd, it's almost like you're at a morgue. I mean, they've had really nothing to cheer for on either side. Very little offensive flow. The shooting's been so bad. It's kind of like people are just sort of waiting for something to happen.
Well, think about it. What makes people cheer? Fast break. We've had a combined 2 fast break points in the entire first half. 3-pointers usually get people going. 2 teams combining for 2 of 12 from the outside. We haven't really seen any highlight. The best block we had was probably a goaltend. So there hasn't been a whole lot for either one of these teams and their fans to cheer about. But that being said, still a whole nother half of basketball, and this one certainly still in doubt as well. Lakewood 17, Point Beach 12. We'll step out for 2 minutes. We're back with more of the halftime show. Get you set for the start of half number 2. Piners up by 5 on the Shore Sports Network.
There's great family fun at the Penalty Box Cafe at the Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. Every Wednesday night from 5 to 8 p.m. and every Friday and Saturday night from 7:30 to 10:30, get unlimited laser tag for just $10 per person. Planning a birthday party for your kids? Have a laser tag party. They'll get arcade tokens, unlimited pizza, soft drinks, make your own sundaes, plus laser tag. Check out penaltyboxcafe.com for more information. Located at Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale.
Extraordinary community banking means they're always ready to lend a hand.
At Ocean First, we've been here for you since 1902. From Point Pleasant and Bricktown to Manahawk and Jackson and Tom's River.
It means they've been here for generations, serving generations of families.
Ocean First is your first place to go for long-term planning and everyday banking, checking, savings, loans, and more.
They're in my corner and just down the block.
Visit OceanFirst.com. Equal housing, equal opportunity lending.